In the name of Jesus, who showed his love to us on Calvary, who also speaks to us about a very special way that he feeds us, the third Saturday in a row in John chapter 6, as Jesus speaks to us tonight about decisive decisions. May I share with you again from Joshua 24, Old Testament scripture reading, where Joshua has been leading the children of Israel after Moses' death, and they have conquered the promised land, and Joshua is about ready to die. And this is his farewell speech to the children of Israel. And amongst this, he says, "Choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." And Jesus' words in the gospel reading for tonight, Jesus continued saying to them, "Truly, truly, I say unto you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you." On hearing it, many of his disciples said, "This is a hard teaching. Who can accept it?" From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed Jesus. "You do not want to leave too, do you?" Jesus asked the 12. Simon Peter answered, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and to know that you are the Holy One of God." Decisions, decisions. How many decisions do you make each day? You made a lot of decisions already, just the fact that you were here tonight. What time do I leave so I get here on time? Where is it that I'm going to park my car so I remember where it is after church? Where is it that I'm going to sit? What clothes am I going to wear for church tonight? Am I going to eat something before so I'm not too hungry? Or am I going to wait until afterwards? Who am I going to sit with? Who will I see? All kinds of different decisions. You also decided, I'm going to sing along with the praise band, or I'm just going to listen. I hope you sing along with them. You also said, I'm going to pay attention to the sermon, or I'm just going to cut him out. I hope you listen to the sermon. And you're also going to make a decision. I'm going to obey God's word when I leave here tonight, or I did my time and I'm done. Decisions, decisions. Lots of decisions, decisive decisions that we need to make. Now, we have advertisers that get paid lots and lots of money so that they can help us make those decisions. You know, you really need that new clothing. You really need that kind of toothpaste. You really need that kind of shampoo. You understand, we are bombarded with all kinds of commercials and things of telling us what it is that we need. And so we make lots and lots of decisions. Some of those are small decisions. Do I take 2 aspirin because I have a headache? Is much different from, will I have that major surgery that my doctor tells me I need? Will I spend $15 to $20 for a nice meal at the restaurant is much different from, how much does that house cost? Am I going to pay for that house or that car or whatever it might be? There are smaller decisions that don't affect us quite as much, but then there's larger decisions that affect us quite a bit. And tonight, God's Word, well, not just tonight, each and every day, God's Word comes to us with that challenge, with that instruction of having the decisive decision and making the decisive decision. Joshua challenged the people of his day. Choose for yourselves whom you will serve. Are you going to go along with the way of the world? Are you going to go along with your own sinful nature? Choose for yourselves this day. Make that choice. As for me and my household, Joshua said, we're choosing. We're going to serve the Lord. Boy, that's a tough decision to keep. Easy words to say, but a tough decision to keep. The Apostle Paul, in the epistle reading for tonight, as you take a look again at Ephesians 5 later on, live as children of light, Paul writes. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but expose them. Be very careful how you live, not as unwise, but as wise. Make wise choices, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Joshua says, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. Paul talks about living in the light and not in the darkness. Jesus comes to us today and speaks to us about how he wants to feed us, how he wants to feed us with the very bread of life. Will you eat of that bread? Will that bread feed you and strengthen you with the gifts that he wants to give? Jesus says, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." Well, the Jews began to argue sharply among themselves, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" You see, as Jesus is speaking to these people, to his disciples and these people, it was not a matter of understanding, but of accepting. They understood very clearly what Jesus was saying. In fact, check me out. 6 times out of 7 verses, Jesus very specifically says, "You must eat my flesh and drink my blood." 6 times out of 7, so that the people would get it. And they got it. Horrors of horror. That's not kosher. What? It sounds like cannibalism. How can any person give me his flesh and his blood? Good question. This isn't just any person. This isn't just any man who's saying this. This is Jesus Christ. This is Jesus Christ who came to give more than just 5 loaves and 2 fish to 5,000 people. He came to give more than just the things of this life. He came to give us himself. And he gives us himself in this very special, marvelous way of his true body and his true blood. It's an exclusive claim. Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say it to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in me." That's pretty exclusive. But then he follows up with a promise. And he says, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is real food and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him." On hearing it, the disciples said, "This is a hard teaching. Who can accept it?" And from that time, many disciples did leave him. So Jesus turns and says to his disciples and to you and to me, "You do not want to leave me too, do you?" And Simon Peter answered those beautiful words, "Lord, to whom should we go? You, Lord, have the words of eternal life. We believe in what it is that you say to us." There's 2 great chief works that God worked in Peter's heart, 2 chief works that God works in our hearts as well. One of those is putting to death the sinful nature, putting to death those things that say, "Boy, human reason doesn't make sense of this at all, and so I'm not going to believe that." That must be put to death, and bringing to life the gift of faith. Bringing to life that gift that does accept and does believe, and because Jesus says it, we know it's true. God's work is, through holy baptism, daily the old sinful nature in us is drowned and dies with all sins and evil desires, and a new person daily comes forth and arises. God's work in us is to feed us with the true bread of Jesus Christ, the living bread of Jesus Christ. Jesus' message is truly out of this world. Jesus' message does not make sense according to human reason. Jesus' words cannot be explained in any way. It must be accepted by faith and through that gift of faith to be received. Jesus says, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day." Jesus earlier had said, "You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, fruit that is done in the bodies and in the lives of those of his sons and daughters." And so, although as people maybe hear God's word and they turn back and they no longer follow Jesus because they don't accept what Jesus says. Today with Peter, Lord, to whom shall we go? Lord Jesus, you're the one who has the eternal life. It's your body, your flesh, and your blood that gives eternal life. There is no one else. And so we do come and we believe in you. We believe in you because you have given to us the gift of faith. We can't do it on our own. There's absolutely no way that we would do that on our own. But what God does is he gives to us the key of faith. The key of faith that as he puts to death that human reason and so on that would keep us from believing what Jesus would say, and he gives us the key of Jesus Christ that unlocks that truth that he gives to us and gives to us that eternal life. Hard sayings? Maybe for some people, but not hard sayings for you and for me. There are confession. Those are now statements of our confession. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe that through holy baptism I have become a child of God. I believe that God's word is the word of God, and as I read and study and grow in it, I am eating and receiving Jesus in his word. I believe that the bread and the wine are Christ's true body and blood. And I believe that as I come forward and receive that, I receive it for the forgiveness of my sins and the strengthening of my faith. God gives to us the gift of faith. The gift of faith that turns only to Jesus. Lord, to whom shall we go? You alone have the words of eternal life. And so we come to Jesus, listen to his words, hear his words, accept his words, live his words. And so, for you and I tonight, what a great blessing. What a decisive decision that the Holy Spirit works in our hearts and in our lives. Jesus says it. Jesus says it clearly. So as we eat his flesh, eat his body, and drink his blood, receive the gifts that he gives to us, I believe our decisive decision in the precious name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. May the peace of God that passes all our understanding always keep our hearts and our minds centered in Christ Jesus through faith in him until life everlasting. Amen.